Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today, we'll continue to critique a little bit more of the speech of Representative Ilhan Omar for the Muslim Jihadi of CARE in Los Angeles, California. As today we will figure out why Muslims are doing the interfaith meetings all over America. Without further ado, here she is, Representative Ilhan Omar.
So there are people, and Hassan is on the right track. It's always good, right? I say you can't hate up close. You can't hate up close. Anytime you have an opportunity to go talk to someone, the chances of them hating you lessens. So that is a practice we should all adopt.
Well, Hassan is a man who gives advice to the Muslims to go and talk to the infidels. And guess what? That's exactly what they're doing in America. If you go to these interfaith meetings, which are led by the Muslim Brotherhood, who dressed in suits and ties, and they present themselves to be moderate Muslims, even though moderate Islam does not exist. So what they do is they go and teach lies about Islam. Islam is love. Islam is peace. Islam is this. Islam is that. And create a new color for Islam, which the American people get deceived by and believe Islam to be what they are trying to convince us with. But notice what's coming here, because it's very important. When people like myself go to these meetings and expose their hogwash talk by sharing the verses of Allah in the Quran, notice how Ilhan Omar will address this. So listen carefully to the following statement.
But the one thing that has always been very fascinating to me, and Hassan and I were talking about this before I came down here, is that there are always these folks who have ayahs prepared in their head. It's part of their talking points. And I don't think, I mean, I'm not, a hafiz. I don't know. I don't know what, chapter 4:135 says in the Quran. Any Muslim in here know what that is? No? Okay. Hassan does. that's expected, I suppose. But it goes, right? They're always putting these ayah numbers. And I'm like, I really don't know. Let me get back to you. I don't even know how to Google that yet.
I hope you did hear what Representative Omar is talking about. She's talking about us, the Christians, those who know the truth about Islam, when we go and attend these meetings where they teach the propaganda Islam. And we are always ready with the verses of the Quran to share with her or whoever is leading these meetings. And what is their answer? I don't know. I'm not a scholar. I'm not expert. I mean, I don't know what is written in Quran chapter 4:135 or chapter 16:48, or I don't know these things. Excuse me. First of all, let's put the record right. We don't quote 4:135 because that's not an important verse, period. But what we normally do when we go to these meetings, first, we listen for an hour or so about the loving, peaceful Islam and how we must get along with each other, hold hands, and sing the Barney song, I love you, you love me, and we're a happy family. Then, we raise our hand and we'll ask the question, where can we find in the Quran any of these verses which teach love and peace? And the answer is, well, I don't know. This is just what I believe. I'm not a scholar. I'm not a Muslim imam. Then we start quoting verses from the Quran, which teaches the opposite of what they claim in these meetings. I'm talking about verses where Allah said, kill them wherever you find them, or terrorize them, or behead them, or perform jihad, or engage in war. And we're not talking about 10 or 20 verses. We're talking about almost 300 verses. And what is their answer? It's still the same. Well, I'm not a scholar. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just a simple, ordinary Muslim. Even when these Muslim doctors in these meetings talk about jihad, they will tell you jihad is internal struggle. Jihad is to do what is right. Jihad is this and jihad is that. And when we face them with the reality that these teachings they talk about do not exist, not only in the Quran or the saying of Muhammad, but it never existed in the history of Islam in the last 1400 years. And when I quote the verses of the Quran and the interpretation of these verses by Muslim scholars, which clearly teaches that jihad is war for the purpose of establishing the religion of Islam. And here's what Allah said, and here's what Muhammad said. These doctors or these Muslim speakers quickly smile and say that they are not scholars. They do not know what I'm talking about. Or if we got a good Muslim imam who has the guts to speak to us, he has the best answers. You know what is the best answers? Sir, you're taking these verses out of context. Sir, that's not what Allah said in the Quran in the Arabic language. Sir, that is this and that is that. And we can go on and on and on with this circle of ridiculous reasons for why we are hate mongers, why we are Islamophobe, and these Muslim imams and speakers are the loving, peaceful Muslims. Yes, indeed, they are loving Muslim propagandists who are not teaching any truth whatsoever about Islam. So now let's go back to Representative Ilhan Omar to learn more about her propaganda.
But there was a woman, again, who we're not going to mention, and she was talking to Hassan outside. He went to go talk to her because Hassan is brave like that. And so in their conversation, she's, right, like saying all of these chapter numbers and ayah numbers, verse numbers and chapter numbers. And I thought about it. I said, you know, we should, like, just kind of do that. I started a practice. And I'm hoping, you know, Muslims who are elected around the country would just do this. I tweet out verses of the Quran. I say assalamu alaikum and all, you know, alhamdulillah. I tweet back at people, astaghfirullah. I mean, I'm trying to make sure that people are Googling these words. I never really put the definition there because I want them to get comfortable as they Google what they mean.
Wow, my friends, here we go, America. We got a Muslim scholar, Representative Ilhan Omar. You know why she is a scholar? Because she knows these few words in the Arabic language. And I doubt if she knows exactly what these few words mean. Because here's what we know about Muslims in the world. 87% of the Muslim people in planet Earth today do not know the Arabic language. I'm even talking about Muslim imams like the Indonesian and Pakistani and Somali and Afghani. I meet with them all the time. And hear what these imams know in Arabic. Alhamdulillah, the praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, the peace of Allah be on you. That it is the greetings, like saying hello. And then astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness of Allah. And what else? They also know the word ayah. Did you hear Representative Omar talking about ayah? What is ayah? Ayah means a verse from the Quran. They know the word verse. But besides that, these Muslim leaders know nothing about Islam. And Representative Ilhan Omar is actually encouraging and challenging the Muslims who are running for offices all over this country to do that, to tweet these words. And notice the deception of Representative Ilhan Omar. She will not tell people what these definition means, just to make them go and search for it. Perhaps they can literally learn about Islam more than she herself knows about Islam. My friends, to learn about Muslims in the world today is a very sad story. Imagine with me, 1,300,000,000 plus of the Muslim people in planet Earth, including Representative Ilhan Omar and many of her Muslim imams of Somalia, do not know too much about Islam, but they know these words. Assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah, ayah, astaghfirullah. And besides that, they have no clue what they're saying in their prayers. Remember, Muslims pray 5 times a day in the Arabic language, and they do not know what they're saying in their prayers. But besides that, they're good Muslims, and we are a bunch of infidels, and they are the true Muslim believers.
Skeptics are constantly grouping God's Holy Bible together with Muhammad's unholy Quran. These mockers claim that both books are filled with tales of unjustified violence and that they speak of jihad, or holy war, against the infidels. But is this true? To answer this important challenge, Usama Dakdok has just released the first of a special two-book series investigating the concept of jihad in both the Bible and the Quran. Volume 1, entitled Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible, takes an honest and unvarnished view of death and killing as recorded throughout the pages of the Holy Scriptures. From Genesis to Revelation, from the Flood to the Second Coming, Usama Dakdok examines the logical and moral justification for God's judgment against sin. From the conquest of Canaan to the cross of Calvary, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Holy War in the Bible provides the reader with a thorough and detailed investigation into this difficult yet crucial topic. In Volume 2, Exposing the Truth About Jihad, Unholy War in the Quran, the author will likewise provide a fair and honest examination of the arbitrary and unjustified killing as commanded by Allah in the pages of the Quran. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy of this new book today. The Straightway of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's continue with Representative Omar to learn about how she will fix this problem.
So I was thinking that, you know, I should think about maybe some ayahs that kind of explain why someone like me exists. And to me, it is really important because there is not enough conversation rooted in the fact that advocacy, fighting for justice, standing up for what is right, is very inherently Islamic.
And before we even get to the ayah, the verse, which Representative Ilhan Omar will be sharing with us about why someone like her came to exist, she is telling us that it is really important because there is not enough conversation rooted in the fact that advocacy, fighting for justice, standing up for what is right, is very inherently Islamic. And the people clap hands. You see, this is what I call hogwash Islam, period. Because once again, in Islam, there is no such a thing as advocacy, or fighting for justice, or standing for what is right. This have nothing to do with Islam. Once again, Representative Ilhan Omar, as a female, a black female to be exact, she have no right for these things which she is proclaiming that Islam promotes or condones. Do you understand what I'm saying? For her, as a female, there is no justice. The Quran clearly teaches that no justice can be served for women because they are not equal to men. Once again, Islamic Sharia, Islamic law, the words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith declared that there is dualistic justice in Islam. A set of laws for Muslim men and a set of laws for females. I'm talking about Muslim females and slaves. As for the rest of the world, there is no justice, period. So for her to speak about advocacy, fighting for justice, standing for what is right, this have nothing to do with Islam. This can be really fight for within American constitution, within American laws, but have nothing to do with the Quran nor the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. And here is my challenge for her. Like we just said a few minutes ago, show me a verse in the Quran that talks about these things. Well, wait a minute. She actually is going to quote us a verse that is Quran chapter 4 and verse 135. That's why it's very important. Quickly, we go back to Representative Ilhan Omar to listen to that verse as she stated the following.
So for those of you who want to Google this ayah, it's in chapter 4, 135, and I'll paraphrase it. This ayah says that as Muslims, we are called on, right, to stand up for justice and to speak the truth, even if it is against ourselves, our parents, and our close relatives. If Hassan was up here, he'd probably say it in Arabic, but I'm work in progress, so that's all I got.
All right, so now we know what is written in Quran chapter 4 and verse 135 as representative Ilhan Omar paraphrased it. She said Hassan can read it in Arabic, but she can't. Wow, what a great Muslim lady. She prayed 5 times a day, ladies and gentlemen, in the Arabic language, but she cannot read a verse in the Quran in the Arabic language. Huh, make lots of sense. That is how Muslims are. So here is my advice to you, Representative Omar. You need to read and understand the Quran in the Arabic language so you can leave Islam. Or better than that, you need to know about your Muhammad so you can stop following a very sinful, wicked man like Muhammad. But I want to read to you the verse in the English language from my translation. And here is what Allah said in that verse. Allah said, O you who have believed, be standing firmly with justice as a witness to Allah. And even if against yourselves or your parents or your relatives, whether he was rich or poor, so Allah has more right to them. So do not follow the desire, lest you swerve from justice. And if you twist or turn away, so surely Allah was aware of what you do. Now, why Representative Ilhan Omar picked up this verse? You know why? Because perhaps Hassan or perhaps Professor Todd Green chose that verse for her. You know why? Because the verse sounds good. You're going to stand for justice. You're going to stand for Allah. Even if that goes against you, your family. And it doesn't matter if it was somebody rich or somebody's poor. You have to do what is right. You're not going to be influenced with the riches of the people, or you're not going to feel sorry and compassionate for the poor. Justice must be served. But what justice? When Allah talks about justice, what does he mean by justice? Is it okay for Ilhan Omar to be beaten by her husband because Allah said it is the right for a man to beat his wife if she began to rebel? As Allah stated in Quran chapter 4 and verse 34, as we read, men are in charge of women by what Allah preferred some of them above the others and by what they spend out of their money. So good women are obedient, guarding in secret that which Allah has guarded, and of whom you fear rebellion. Not if they rebel, but if you fear that they will rebel. So pray to them, separate from them in bed, and scourge them. How do you like to read that verse, Representative Ilhan Omar? After all, it's in the same chapter where you're reading 4:135. Just go a little bit earlier and read 4:34. How about the verse where Allah teaches that women in Islam are dirtier than dirt? That is Quran chapter 4 and verse 43. When Allah stated that if a Muslim man touched the woman so he could not find water, then he must rub his face and his hands with dirt, because Allah is pardoning, forgiving. Can you imagine with me if Representative Ilhan Omar would read the rest of Quran chapter 4? So she can learn more about the treatment of women in Islam? Is this justice? First, men are in charge of women. Second, men can beat his wives. Third, women are dirtier than dirt. What else can we learn from the Quran about women? Listen carefully. How about Quran chapter 4 verse 3? That's just in the beginning of chapter 4, where Allah gave men the right to have 4 wives, an unlimited number of concubines and slaves. That is when Allah said, and if you fear that you cannot deal fairly among the orphans, so marry what appeals to you from the women, 2 and 3 and 4. So if you fear that you cannot treat them equally, so 1 wife. Or have sex with what your right hand possesses. That is the concubines and the slaves. All black females, Representative Ilhan Omar. This is near that you may not have hardship. Oh, Allah is so much concerned about Muslim men having hardship just to have 1 wife. So he gives them the blessing to have unlimited number of slaves to have sex with. How do you like that justice, Representative Omar? And my friends, I can go on and on and on with many of the verses of Quran chapter 4, the chapter she chooses. And guess what? There is no justice. There is no fairness. There is no love or respect for women. But here is another very important question. Representative Ilhan Omar, you read Quran chapter 4 and verse 135. And now let me read for you the following verse, from which we learned that nobody have changed the Bible in the past, and Muslims must believe in the Bible. And believe me, my friends, if you believe in the Bible, you have to reject everything about Islam. As we read the following, all you have believed, believe in Allah and His Messenger, that is Muhammad, and the book, that is the Quran, which He has sent down on His Messenger, that is Muhammad, and the book, that is the Bible, which He has sent down before, that is all the Old Testament books and all the New Testament books. Then Allah said, whoever becomes an infidel in Allah and His angels, plural, and His books, the Bible and the Quran, and His messengers, plural, that is all the Old Testament prophets and the New Testament writers, and the last day, so indeed he has strayed far away, strayed. Hello, my dear Muslim friends. Quran 4:136 is telling you, you must believe in the Bible. You must believe in Jesus, the one who died and rose again, because that's what Allah said in the Quran. Maybe you will tell me that the Bible has been changed. And we ask the question, when? Is it before Muhammad? Then your Allah is ignorant of the Bible. Why Allah is ordering you to believe in the Bible, which supposedly has been corrupted before Muhammad? If you tell me, well, it was corrupted after Muhammad, then we have a bigger problem. Because guess what? We got thousands of manuscripts. Old Testament and New Testament were written years before Muhammad was born. And all these copies of all these books teach the same message, that the Bible is true and Muhammad and his Quran is not. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.